From South Dakota Public Broadcasting, this is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Julia Stelter in Sioux Falls. Today is Wednesday, July 29th, and here are today's stories. Republican voters have selected incumbent Governor Larry Rodin to represent their party in the November general election. Jackie Hendry has more.
8 minutes after polls closed in the western half of the state, the Associated Press called the race for Larry Rodin. About an hour later, large projector screens displayed the results to the crowd in the Canopy Hotel ballroom. In his speech, Rodin credited his family and his faith for seeing him through a lengthy primary campaign.
You know, there were times when I really felt like the good Lord was trying to teach me something. And there were times that all I had to rely on was the scripture, you walk by faith, not by sight. And that's what he did.
Rodin tells the crowd his opponent, Toby Doden, called to concede and offered his support in November's general election. Only registered Republicans could vote in this primary election. News reports show a surge of voters registered Republican in the weeks leading up to the historic runoff, including many who changed their party affiliation to participate in the primary. Rodin shares this message for those newly registered Republicans.
We want everybody on board. You know, I've said my message has been openness, responsiveness, and civility. And I'll always be a staunch conservative. My colors will never change, but it doesn't mean that we can't build relationships and bring people together.
However, some Rodin opponents are concerned by non-Republicans changing their registration to support him. Rodin doesn't share those concerns.
Those waters are calm. We had a very, very unique set of circumstances with this special election and a very unique set of characters that were part of it. So I think that'll calm down and we'll be past that in a few months, if not weeks.
Governor Rodin faces Democratic gubernatorial candidate Dan Ahlers in November's general election. I'm SDPB's Jackie Hendry in Sioux Falls.
Voter turnout in the GOP gubernatorial primary runoff came in at over 35%. It's difficult to provide much historical context on this number because it was the first ever statewide runoff election in South Dakota history. As there were no other races on the ballot, only registered Republicans are factored into the turnout. Turnout for the June primary was a touch lower at 34%, but it's not a fair comparison. The June primary included more than just Republicans. In fact, that 34% was historically high for a primary. Authorities say one person drowned at a popular swimming spot in the Black Hills. The Pennington County Sheriff's Office confirms the victim drowned at Hippie Hole Tuesday morning. That's a well-known but hard-to-access swimming area near Keystone. It's also known for its cliff jumping spots. Authorities say the victim was visiting the Black Hills from out of the area. Aberdeen businessman Toby Doden's attempt to capture the support of South Dakota Republicans for the state's highest seat falls short. Jackson Dirks reports.
Despite capturing the highest vote total in the June 2nd primary, Doden failed to end the state's first ever gubernatorial runoff on top. The runoff is a result of no candidate receiving 35% of the vote in the primary. Rodin ended up more than doubling Doden's vote total in Tuesday's election. Despite the loss, Doden's supporters never wavered in their support.
The man of the hour, Toby Doden.
That includes Scott Klinkle. He says he hopes the Doden movement lets Pierre know that every penny taxpayers give to the state should be used appropriately.
I mean, South Dakota isn't really messed up, but there are some things we need to change, and a lot of it is common sense stuff. And to make sure that our tax dollars are being appropriated properly and not being abused.
As for Doden, he's happy he gave the people a voice.
Listen, it takes a lot of people to serve in different capacities in a state like South Dakota. There can only be one governor, but we need people all over the state giving the people of this state a voice, right? And that's what I did. I traveled the state. I did 200 bus stop events. I shook tens of thousands of hands. I was asked and answered more than 20,000 open-ended questions. And I found out what the people of South Dakota are struggling with, and I gave them a voice, and that will continue.
Doden threw his support behind Rodin in November's election. As for what's next for Doden...
What's next for me tonight is Netflix and chill. I haven't got to watch TV in 15 months. I am so far behind on my man, you can't imagine.
Rodin faces Democrat Dan Ahlers in the November election. In Aberdeen, MSDPB's Jackson Dirks.
Attorney General Marty Jackley is urging the federal government to strengthen rules to prevent scammers from using the U.S. communications network to make illegal robocalls. Earlier in July, Jackley sent out a letter with several other attorneys general asking the FCC to cut off scammers' access to phone numbers. The current rules require phone companies to know who is making calls through their networks and what their business is. This means they can suspend unlawful calls or decline businesses on their networks. On top of this, Jackley is urging the FCC to hold every business to a universal standard and collect additional background information on customers. South Dakota U.S. Senator Mike Rounds is proposing new legislation he says could strengthen national security through quantum science. Last month, the Trump administration released an executive order directing the government to prioritize quantum information science technology. The proposed National Quantum Readiness Act directs the Department of War and the Secretary of Defense to develop projects using quantum science and increase domestic access to it. Rounds says quantum technologies are critical to the future of warfighting and strengthening defense systems. A South Dakota lawmaker facing charges for violating election laws is withdrawing his candidacy for re-election. Tom Pischke is a Republican state senator from Del Rapids representing District 25. He sought re-election, but the state secretary of state's website says he withdrew on Tuesday, July 28th. Earlier this summer, Pischke was accused of submitting 16 forged precinct committee member statements. He pleaded not guilty to two felony charges. In a statement, Pischke says while he prides himself on conducting transparent campaigns, he would not be able to this election due to the pending lawsuit. With Pischke out, the District 25 Senate race now has only one candidate, Independent Brian Breitling. State law says the Republican Party has until August 11th to replace Pischke with a new candidate. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thank you for listening.